with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. strikes back at Houthi rebels in Yemen.
These strikes were necessary and they were proportionate.
U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, said the strikes came after numerous attacks by the Iran-backed Houthis.
The aim of these strikes was to disrupt and degrade the Houthis' ability to continue their reckless attacks.
Congressman Mike Gallagher says Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin should be held accountable for staying out of touch with the president for 5 days.
American troops in the Middle East are under fire from Houthi rebels, from other Iranian proxies, and the Secretary of Defense went AWOL.
Congressman Gallagher chairs the House Select Committee on China. House Speaker Mike Johnson says for now, Republicans have to eke out small gains in their legislative battles with Democrats and hope for a stronger majority this time next year.
We can't throw a Hail Mary pass on every play, right? It's 3 yards in a cloud of dust, and that's what we're doing, yard by yard, first down by first down to stay in this game. I believe if we can demonstrate we govern well, we are going to grow and expand this majority in the upcoming election cycle.
Speaker Johnson was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt. Joey Hudson says there's a major unknown in Monday's Iowa caucuses, and he tells the Salem Radio Network it's not about politics in this case.
Yes, they're accustomed to cold weather, but we're looking at minus 7, minus 12 degree weather. So does that keep people from going to their caucus meetings on Monday? We'll just have to wait and see.
The Salem Radio Network's Joey Hudson says Iowans are dealing with heavy snowfall as well as sub-zero temperatures. Forecasters say brutally cold weather could prove a deadly challenge this weekend for several states as a continuing wave of Arctic storms hammers much of the country with blinding snow. This is SRN News. Britain is sending a man to represent women at the United Nations.
Monroe Bergdorf is a man living as a woman, and he has been selected by officials in the United Kingdom to a post with UN Women, an organization dedicated to equality and advancement for females around the globe. The selection is being decried by many women's groups in the UK who say an actual female should have gotten that job. Bergdorf recently became the first man to appear on the cover of Cosmopolitan UK. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The New York City police report 31 anti-Semitic hate crimes in the month of December. That's more than a year ago, but less than in October and November. There's a large Jewish population in New York City, and it saw a surge in attacks right after the Hamas assault on Israel. The NYPD says anti-Semitic crimes accounted for more than half of the hate crimes that took place in the city last month. Anti-Semitism has been on the rise. This is SRN News. Mississippi's health department says Jackson's water is safe.
The announcement Friday came one day after health officials told residents in the state's capital dangerous bacteria could be in their tap water. The health advisory was lifted after a new round of tests did not find E. coli in the city's supply, reversing the department's Thursday instructions for Jackson residents to boil their water before consuming it.
That's Ron DeRockstra. Good news from Delta Airlines.
The airline says it closed 2023 strong and expects another good year in 2024. Although shares fell because Delta trimmed a forecast for full year 2024 earnings. The airline earned $2 billion in the fourth quarter, and revenue for all of last year was a record. The airline is feeling flush, so it's ordering more planes. Delta says it will buy 20 Airbus A350s for international service and take options to get 20 more. John Scott reporting.
More of these stories at SRNnews.com.